Module 9, the fourth improvement concept, complexity. A product or service that is very complex adds more non-value, higher costs, and more work than processes that are slow or of poor quality. In other words, the complexity of something is more expensive than something that is lower quality or produced in a lower speed. What is complexity? Complexity in Six Sigma means non-value added high-cost manufacturing processes. The law of complexity and cost adds more non-value added cost and work than either poor quality, low sigma, or slow speed, unlean. What causes complexity? There are two significant contributors to complexity. Complexity escalates under differentiation and occurs when we strive to develop a variety of offerings, features, and attributes. As an example, consider a cell phone manufacturer with a growing number of cell phone models in its portfolio. Each model will require its own R&D, marketing, and support. Complexity escalates under sheer volume of back operational work. Consider the production of a jet plane, which involves hundreds of thousands of engineering specifications and processes that need to come together for a final product. Both scenarios are always at immense strategic risk when faced by a less complex competitor. How to simplify? Complexity reduction or elimination of non-value-added processes is central to Six Sigma and Lean thinking. There are two approaches to reducing complexity. Standardization. Standardizing the internal tasks and components of an offering so that a fewer number of them can be assembled into many different products. A practical example can be found in the automotive industry. Instead of 8 different vehicles built on 8 different platforms, the manufacturer condenses its engineering designs into one platform. Consider how GM now shares one platform across Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Optimization. Eliminating offerings that generate a loss, particularly where you are strategically disadvantaged or seeing a declining market. Almost every organization has products that refuse to generate profit. These should be removed or repriced to generate adequate return. The standardization process achieves low cost without the market penalization that an optimization strategy may suffer. Case study. Andrew worked as a floor manager at an automotive manufacturing plant. One day, one of his employees pointed out that a few steps in the manufacturing process could be merged or removed to save time without compromising the product. Andrew investigated the process and realized that the employee was correct. The process could be simplified and shortened. While he was researching, Andrew also found other areas that the plant could improve. Andrew drafted a plan to optimize the problem areas in the process in order to make the company more lean and increase their efficiency. After the owner of the plant gave Andrew the go-ahead, productivity at the plant increased by a sizable amount.